Right, new artwork in Lurgan has caused quite a stir. Two statues have been erected. Maybe you have seen them in Lurgan. If you haven't, we have just tweeted out a photograph from our Twitter account, at Stephen Nolan, of these statues. How much do they cost? £162,500. Have a look at them. Let me know if you think they are worth it. At Stephen Nolan on Twitter, if you want to have a look at these. We've just posted them up. Our reporter Lisa McAllister has been to see them and hear what the townspeople think.
There are a couple of brand new centrepieces here in the middle of Lurgan. I'm looking at them now. They're about 30 feet tall, stainless steel, and statues of a man and a woman. I've been asking people living here if they think it's value for money.
The money could have been better spent. Could bring some more good shops to the town instead of putting up statues.
Joke.
Why is that?
Doesn't do nothing for the town. Best of money.
If you look at Lurgan, this is pound shop and coffee shop town. That's what the locals call it. The heart of Lurgan's been tore out by the powers that be. You've tore the heart out of Lurgan.
You've got the Angel of the North in Newcastle, and that's been a real success. Could this emanate that in any way?
I don't know. I'd like to think it might, but I don't think so, because it's a lot of people don't know what it represents.
I think it looks hideous.
Do you think it's a good use of public money?
No, I think public money could go somewhere better, like schools or the hospitals.
I think it'd be better putting a wee place with chairs and tables. If you're a bit hot wired, it's good for people to sit outside and talk.
Like a piazza that you would get in Italy?
Yes.
It's okay, but I would prefer parking spaces.
Really? Is that you're not the first person to talk about parking here. Is that a big problem?
Yeah. It's very hard to get to the bank, the shops, the bakers, anything like that. If you're nipping in, if you've wee ones, you have to go all the way down to car park and pay.
I don't think much of it now, I'll tell you the truth.
Why is that?
Well, you see, I think they could have put the money to better use now, you know. It wouldn't be my taste, you know. I'll tell you the truth.
What would you like to have seen the money spent on instead?
Oh, well, maybe a car parking or something.
Some more practical use for it?
Yeah. Anything that brings both sides of the town to the centre, the hub of the town. It's not ponds across the divide, as we have in Derry, stroke Londonderry, but it's the Lurgan equivalent of it. And I think it's to be welcomed. You know, they have to get a moniker yet. I don't want to see a bottle of Buckfast in one of their hands either. And to be well maintained and not allowed to fall into, you know,
disrepair.
Well, Dolores Kelly is the MLA for the area. You support this, do you?
Yes, I think that whenever the whole work's completed and there has been over £1 million spent in Lurgan Town Centre upgrading the environment and the streetscape, and I think the statues will tell some of the history of the linen industry and indeed the textile industry of Lurgan area.
Which, this man and woman standing in a statue-like state, it tells what history about what?
Well, I think, Stephen, there's a number of points I want to make, and I completely understand the sentiments expressed by many people in terms of money could have been better spent. But the fact is, this is money that came from largely the European Union and indeed some of the lottery money through the Arts Council. So this money was only for artwork.
And the Department of Social Development contributed £100,000 towards the installation of these sculptures and the surrounding environmental improvement works. £100,000 from DSD, £162,500 of money, no matter where it came from two statues. What do they say? What do they mean? And you look at the statues, there's a budget shop in the background.
But there's no dispute in the fact that Lurgan Town Centre, like many town centres, have suffered greatly over the last number of years. And certainly we as shoppers need to support our small local businesses a great deal more. And, of course, there's competition from internet shopping now. But the fact is, as others have said, that there was the Angel, I think, of Newcastle. And there are other street pieces of furniture and public art, which I think lends to the whole culture and heritage of the town. We know there's a lot of tourism in terms of the heritage. We have within Lurgan A. Russell, quarter, we have a church quarter, and there's been a lot of work done over the last 15 years to try to assist Lurgan to be an area where people would want to come. I want to say, Stephen, that the park in Lurgan is the second largest park on the island of Ireland.
How much have the rates been cut for the people in Lurgan over the last year?
Well, can I say that this year my colleagues, Joe Nelson and Craiganburgh Council, proposed a zero rate increase for Craiganburgh Council, and that was achieved for the first time in Craigavon's history. So councils have been very mindful, and
So Lurgan's rates haven't been cut, and yet you can spend £162,000 on a stick man and a stick woman.
Well, I think, Stephen, it'd be fair to say, as you rightly pointed out, most of the money came from DSD and indeed the lottery.
From DSD, the Department of Social Development.
Money that is additional to, and money that has been put into Lurgan that would not otherwise have been the case. And if Craiganburgh Council hadn't put a bid in for that money, the money would have gone elsewhere. And the councillors and others who made those decisions would have been accused of not seizing whatever opportunities were available to them through European Urban Regeneration Fund.
We have tweeted out a photograph of these two statues. It's also on the Nolan Facebook page. I have no idea what our address is. I'm sure if any will tell me. There we go. Facebook.com/The Nolan Show is the Facebook page. If you want to look at these statues, at Stephen Nolan. Art is supposed to have a message, Dolores Kelly. And you're supporting these statues. Tell me what this man and woman staring at each other, what is the message?
Well, the artwork, as people will be able to see, is not yet completed.
No, but what are the statues? What's the message from the man and woman? Are they in love?
Well, it's my understanding, Stephen, that this piece of public art is to do with the linen industry and the textile industry of the town. And that is how it will be interpreted. And I think the council and others have a great deal more work to do in terms of getting that message out to the wider public.
But the man and woman themselves, what have they got to do with the linen industry? I don't understand. Help me.
I have been on the council for some considerable time, Stephen, but the linen industry, as you know, there would have been both men and women employed within the linen industry in terms of the growing of the flax and treatment of that into
It's a pretty tenuous link, isn't it? There would have been men and women working in the... Is that the link to these statues? There would have been men and women working...
I'm not the best place, Stephen, to give you the history of all of that.
But what are these things made of? Are they made... It looks like some type of Meccano set. What are they made of?
Well, it's made of steel. And those steel were made a number of years ago, and I believe they were at Cairn Depot and were brought back in whenever the monies was being spent in terms of environmental improvement of Lurgan. But Stephen, there's one point I do want to say about where the location of the statues is. And many people, local people, will know that that was traditionally and is traditionally seen as the divide between the two communities within Lurgan in terms of sectarian geography. And secondly, they're on the site of the former public toilets, a site where in the early...
A site which is still rubble.
...a woman was killed.
A site which is still rubble.
So it is a poignant site.
But look at what they're standing on. They haven't even finished it. So they've put these statues up. There's rubble. There's barricades all around it. There's dirt all around it. There's a saver's shop in the background. Yeah. And there's £162,000 of public money standing there staring at us.
Well, I do think we will have to make a better judgment, and I would hope that the Nolan Show will come back whenever the work is complete in terms of the whole environment within Lurgan Town Centre and get a better feel for how it actually feels.
Dolores, thank you very much indeed. You can let us know what you think at home, 08459 555 678. And you'll remember the balls and the falls. Lots of you gurned about that early on, and lots of you love it now. Have a look at this on Twitter and let us know what you think. We'll get your calls after the 10 o'clock news. Jerry Mallett says on Twitter about these statues in Lurgan, given the lack of jobs, current recession, should we not be putting this to a public vote? I'm sure we could find a better use for the money. Have a look, please, at these. It's on our Twitter feed, at Stephen Nolan. Harold, morning to you.
Hello, Stephen.
Morning. What do you think?
Well, Lurgan's not the only one that's got these monstrosities. Portadown has them too.
Portadown's getting them or has them?
They're up.
They're not up.
Absolute monstrosities.
They're not up, are they?
Yeah, surely they're up West Street or up Brownstown somewhere.
Could somebody get out and take a photograph and send them to me?
Absolutely, I don't know.
Well, you're not going to do it, are you?
They're monstrous. They're not worth a photograph.
Art, Harold, art.
Art, me up, backside. Goodness sakes, Steve. They're not going to tell you. People are gobbling at them. They're going to come past them in the church and somebody's going to go bang into the baggie.
Well, why do you call them a monstrosity? That's an insult to the artist and the councillors who think it's well worth 162,000.
They don't even know what they're supposed to be. You're only after asking Mrs. Kelly there what they're supposed to
Dolores
be.
Dolores Kelly, what are they supposed to say? Because I'm not really, you know, I need somebody like Mark Cruthers to interpret all of this. I don't really understand art and all of this kind of stuff and what it's supposed to say to you and what it's supposed to not. I keep looking at...
Terrible. Somebody will get the hacksaw out, somebody bang.
It's all made of steel. All I'm looking at it now, right? This thing in Lurgan. It's like a Meccano set.
It's like none. Like none. And £160,000 for them. And a hospital a few yards up from me here. Back to the wall. Can't even get consultants.
And I don't know what the planning's like around it, but certainly these ones in Lurgan... They haven't waited until they got the ground surface ready. So the ground surface is rubble, and then on top of the rubble with steel barricades around it as if it's a building site. So the whole thing is a building site, and then you've got £162,000 of public money standing in these two erections, for want of a better word, these steel erections.
That's ridiculous.
And you're telling me, now tell me that the Portadown one's finished, is it?
Well, as far as I know now.
And do you not look at it, Harold, and feel inspired?
Inspired? Not at all, Stephen. They're absolute rubbish. Rubbish. What in the name of the world they need them for, I do not know.
Like, around Europe, there's always public artwork in cities and towns, and presumably this is to make you feel better and make your city centre feel...
Make you feel sick.
What do you say to the councillors who funded this, who agreed to fund?
They're going to get another 50% of a raise. And I spent the last 5 years of my working life, I'm retired now, and I spent the last 5 years of my working life not even getting a penny of a raise. And all they're going to do is put monstrosities up like that. How many beds would that go into Craigavon Hospital?
Raymond, do you disagree?
Hello?
Yes, Raymond. I want somebody to take a picture of the one in Portadown for me, please.
Well, I'm not in Portadown, I'm in Lurgan.
Never mind, hold on a minute. If somebody is in Portadown, somebody go and get a photograph of these things in Portadown, please. Sorry, I need to be more respectful to art. Of this art in Portadown, please. And if you could... If you could send them in to me on the email, nolan@bbc.co.uk, or indeed send them in on Twitter @StephenNolan. Go ahead, Raymond.
Well, I worked in the linen industry from 16, and I was there for 35 years.
Well, then you must know how to interpret these two steel erections staring at each other.
To me, no harm to them, but they don't look like a weaver or anybody else that worked in the linen industry. And I... was through the weaving end right through to the finishing end in a very reputable firm in Lurgan.
So what do they say to you? Have you seen them?
Well, I've just glanced at them because I'm afraid of bashing into somebody, but they're like them balls on the top of the falls.
The balls in the falls?
There's not much to them other than a bit of steel and... the money that they've spent could have gone to something more acceptable.
Now, I see that the lady, and maybe I don't know if it cost 10 grand or 20 grand. I have no idea how much it cost. But I see that the lady has a steel ponytail. And maybe there's an interpretation of that art.
Well, it could be, but like it's not. It wouldn't be to do with weaving or stitching in the linen factory. And I can tell you, the women in the stitching factory... where I work and everybody else earned their money hard because there was very little pay and they had to keep at it and keep their heads down and I never seen any of them with any ponytails. But anyway, I think it's a disgrace that it should be left to, that money should go to be set in the middle of the town. It should have been put to better use, either in the hospitals or somewhere else that cancer.
Hold on, we have an update on the Port of Down one.
We do. We've seen a video actually of it. It's three statues.
This is courtesy of the Port of Down Times.
Yes, three statues looking into together, all holding a piece of an apple. So there you go.
Well, that's the apple country.
Well, how much did that one cost, I wonder?
As far as we know, that cost the same.
It cost the same. 162,000.
Same plan as the one in Lurgan.
That 162,000, along with the Lurgan 162,000, would have done Clantyburg Craigavon Area Hospital and Lurgan Hospital that they've refurbished if they would put the staff in, because the staff in those two hospitals are of excellent training. I worked in the hospital too for 20 years, and I know that the staff are run off their feet, but they're excellent staff, doctors, nurses, auxiliaries, right down to the domestics.
But you could say this about any artwork, that the money could be better spent in the health service or whatever. Every major town and city likes to look as good as it can, and we see statues around the place. There's a public accountability question here in terms of, in this day and age, where if you're out working in the public sector, you are being told there's no money to give you a pay rise. If you're paying your rates, you're being told the council would love to give you a rates cut, but we can't afford to. And yet they can afford this type of expenditure. Margaret, what do you think? Have you seen these?
Stephen, there we go again. I mean, £162,000.
In Lurgan, and another £162,000 in Port of Down.
Exactly. And where's it put? In front of a pound shop and that, where people can't afford nowadays for to buy things. That money should be put to where it's supposed to go. Let the people have a vote and things like that where they want it to go. And if it's lottery funded and whatever, there's people that's homeless. There's people that can't afford to go for scanners and things like that, and private hospitals and things like that, that can't afford things like that. Let the people choose what they want it for. It's like what they call, and I don't mean it in a bad way, a monstrosity. Put it towards where it needs to go, Stephen. Hospitals, health places and things like that, they have to come first. It doesn't matter about tourists or anybody or anything else. Who wants to see things like that, especially people that's living in the town, places like that? Their hospitals need to come first. And they need to wake up and smell the coffee. Big money like that that's being spent, it needs to be spent first on hospitalisation, doctors, nurses, the whole shebang. That needs to come first.
Well, look, I was asking what they represent. The figures holding the cloth in Lurgan artwork.
Nothing. They don't represent.
Well, hold on a minute to tell you what they're supposed to represent. In Lurgan, it's supposed to represent figures holding cloth. That symbolises the linen trade. And in Port of Down, they're holding an apple, symbolising County Armagh as the orchard county. We do have some figures here from Craigavon Borough Council.
Stephen, I worked with art myself and I do art myself. Now, say if that was me wanting to put artwork up. I worked in the shirt factory all my life. And if I was chosen to put artwork up, do you know what I would do? I would iron a shirt and I would put it on a pole and put two poles across it.
You could maybe sell that for a couple of $100,000.
I could.
Go to one of these councils. Put on a frock. Put on a frock and go down to these councils and say, would you like my sculpture? $200,000, please.
That's correct.
Here's what Craigavon Council has said. We're delighted to see the statues have generated great interest. They certainly have got people talking. You can say that again. They're currently being erected in both town centres. We're planning an official unveiling of both statues and we'll provide more details in due course. Now, the Lurgan group of statues cost £62,500 in total to fabricate. Then £33,500 funding from the Arts Council made up some of that £62,500. £25,000 from the council, exactly the same amount for Port of Down. DSD provided funding of £177,000 to install both groups of statues. Irene. Morning, Irene. David. Morning, David.
Hello, Stephen. Hello.
Go ahead, David.
Hi, Stephen. I've done a wee bit of lorry driving and that, and I was out past those statues many times, or even the ones down in Derry and that. And But see, for the very fact that you have to explain what they mean, what does that tell you about the art? I mean, the art doesn't explain very much, you know. Doesn't say what they're really representing if you're having to explain to us all what they're representing, does it?
Well, art is for interpretation.
Right, see the fact, it seems to be the only person seems to be making money out of this is the fellow that's making these things, you know, and calling them art. They tell you the truth, the true value. You see, if you got all those statues together and took them all up to Tiamat and Mollusk, that'll let you know the true value of them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just take them up to Tiamat, the whole lot of them. And that's the call. That's common sense. Take them up there, get them crushed. And I'll let you know what them boys give you the money over the counter for them. That's what they're worth. And see these councillors that are bluffed with this art business. I don't think they have any common sense whatsoever. It's like my grandmother used to say, there's ways are locked up. So there is. That's a very true saying, you know. There's ways are locked up. So there is.
Liz is next. Morning, Liz.
Morning, Stephen. Well, I think everybody's said it, but is it Irish artists that make these things?
I have no idea.
You know what I mean? That big ball outside the Royal.
The ball in the falls?
Yeah, well, I didn't know it was called that. I heard you at it.
It's the balls from the falls.
But like, look at the trouble the Royal Hospital's in with nurses and that big ball outside it. I'd like to think Irish artists were at least doing it. It's probably somebody from Spain or Japan's made them.
Well, the council would be obliged to put these things out to tender, presumably.
I would
the best
be obliged.
Person for the job.
I like that word. Obliged. Would they?
Both of them were made by a guy called Maurice Harron from Donegal, actually.
Oh, well, at least he was an Irish man that done them. I'm sure he didn't get all that money for them, but...
Do you support art?
Well, depends. I still don't think, like, the way the Royal is, that big monstrosity should have been there. You know what I mean, with the trouble in the Royal. But probably they can't transfer that money. That money is for art. You know, it's not just a simple say, we don't want to put it into the hospital, because they wouldn't get it then.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah, you know what I mean? They have to. It's these grants that they put in for.